Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction. Tama ba, Brandon? Do you get my Tagalog? Okay, new phrases for you here. Tama ba, Brandon?
Tama ba, Brandon?
Tama means correct or right. Is that right, Brandon? So tama, correct or right, right? Is that right, Brandon? Tama ba, Brandon? Okay, yeah. So what is your answer? Tama ba, Brandon? What is the answer in Tagalog?
Opo.
Is that right?
Tama. Tama mean?
Tama, right?
Huh? Yeah, well, what is po? What is the po mean?
Po is a particle to indicate that you are polite or you're giving respect to the other person.
Because it's a teacher, it's an elder. Okay,
Uh-oh.
Elder is a more older person, honestly.
Okay. What is the opposite of tama? The opposite of tama is mali. Here. Mali. Wrong. Improper. Okay, mali, right or wrong, tama or mali? Brandon, good, right or correct?
Tama, mali.
Or me say proper, right? Is my English okay when I say proper, improper?
Yes.
Tama, remember, tama. Tama ba, Brandon? Mali ba, Brandon? Okay. You know that what? Ba is a word helper. We used to convert a sentence from declarative to interrogative. No, declarative is, example of declarative sentence, si Mariel siya. Now, in English, declarative in English means she is Marielle, declarative. I'm telling you, she is Marielle. Si Marielle siya. That's
Yeah.
And then if you want to convert this sentence into a question, siya ba si Marielle? So you insert ba between siya and Marielle. Yeah, and then it means, is she Marielle? Siya ba si Marielle? Siya ba si Brandon? Is he Brandon? Make sense? Okay. Dalaga ka. Dalaga ka. Dalaga means single. Single, but refers to a female. Single lady. Dalaga, single lady. Ka is you. Dalaga ka. In English, it means you are a single lady. Dalaga ka. Makes sense? And then if you want...
So dalaga means single ka basically means you.
You, right? Now, if you want to convert that in a question, dalaga ka ba? Dalaga ka ba? Say it. Dalaga ka ba?
Dalaga ka ba?
It's the same as asking, are you a single woman or lady?
I had a question.
Yeah.
I noticed especially when it came to Steve Mayo. Sia.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, and it's a Sia Basti Maria.
Mm-hmm.
The position of the bar. Why does it does the position of the bar matter?
Yeah, it can be confusing because sometimes ba is it comes at the end of the statement. You can also say, let me return to jump board. You can also say something like, si Mariel. No. Si Mariel ka ba? Okay, you can say, si Mariel. Ba. So there are occasions when ba comes in the last. Yeah, it can be confusing, Brandon, but don't worry. Don't worry too much.
It's how they use the ka as well in the last statement, because how the sentence is formed is formed a lot different. So the ba will be placed in a different position.
There are times. Yeah, there are times that it's not in the end. Sometimes in between other words, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but you get to really listen. If at one point in the sentence there's ba, you will teach your brain to say, "Oh, it's a question. I hear the word ba." Good. Right? Yes. Okay. Like what I introduced to you. Tama ba, Brandon? Tama ba? It's as simple as tama ba. Is it right? Mm-hmm. Tama ba? Now, I have to, before I proceed with other examples, Brandon. Now, this is easy for you to remember. If do you take the elevator at one point or frequently? No. Do you?
Yeah.
Elevator. Mm-hmm. If you're on elevator and then you're coming from the upper part of the building, on top of the building, but you're going to the ground floor, and then you see a Filipino taking elevator with you, you would ask, ba ba ba, all ba, Brandon.
Why?
Ba ba. Means to go down, baba, down, baba, down. You remember? I taught you ibaba.
Ibaba. Baba means down, and then ba means you ask them, so it's baba ba ba.
Baba ba ba is the elevator going down. Baba ba ba.
Baba ba ba.
Okay.
Okay, I understand. Baba ba ba. Wow. Okay.
Baba. Brandon, you remember this part of the body? This chin means baba. Baba bato, Brandon.
Baba.
Baba.
Chin means baba?
Chin baba. Baba bato, Brandon.
Baba.
Baba. Baba bato, Brandon. Baba chin. Okay, baba bato. You're referring to your chin. Is it fun?
Okay, so baba ba is down and baba is chin.
No, wait, ba. It depends on your context, right? Baba is the chin. Also, baba means down. It has two meanings. Brandon, don't get confused. Baba, chin, and then baba means down or ground floor.
Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah, it depends on what you're referring to, right? Ito, baba bato, Brandon. Baba. And then you're on the elevator. Where are you going? Ba ba ba. Ba ba ba. I'm going down. Okay. No. Ba 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 ka ba, Brandon. Ba 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 ba, Brandon. There is a ba particle.
No Hindi?
Hindi. Hindi ako.
When I say no, is it Hindi?
Hindi ba ba ba. You would say Hindi ba ba ba.
Ba ba ba.
Hindi ba ba ba. It's not going down. Okay. You would then you would. I didn't hear you. Hindi ba 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 ba. Okay. You would ask. You would add.
Hindi ba 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 ba.
Hindi ba 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 ba. You are asking a question. Hindi ba 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 ba. Is it not going down? You see the placement of ba. Did you notice? Hindi ba 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 ba.
Yeah.
Say
it. Say
it. Hindi ba 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 ba.
Hindi ba 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 ba.
Is it not going
Hindi
down?
Hindi ba 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 ba.
Is it not going down? Ayos. Glad you stuck with us. This is still Albine, but me and our today's guest will be back promptly. Hey, I wish to know if you're benefiting from my show. I ask for your monetary support. Read the podcast description and click the Support This Podcast link. Be a supporter by sending me some money every month. That way, you help me sustain the creation of educational content like this. Okay. Brandon, what is the trend of S&P 500? Ba 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 ang S&P 500?
Oh,
say it again. Ba 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 ang S&P 500?
What is S&P 500?
Stock market.
Oh, wow, okay. I know what you're talking now. Okay. Oh, you said 500? Hold up. I didn't know you did say you. Okay, I understand now. Everything is making sense. Okay.
Hindi ba baba ang S&P 500? Ano ba ang chart ngayon, Brandon? Napatingin. Let me see. Oh, it's red.
It's moving. It's going down right now.
Oh. It's red.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Ba-ba-ba ang S&P 500, Brandon. Okay, let's proceed. Okay, another example, Brandon. Sa Pilipinas ka ipinanganak. So that is declarative. I'm telling you in English, declarative, sa Pilipinas ka ipinanganak means you are born in the Philippines. Ipinanganak means born. Sa Pilipinas, sa, in the Philippines, you born. Make sense, Brandon? If you want to convert that into a question, sa Pilipinas ka ba ipinanganak? Sa Pilipinas ka ba ipinanganak? Say this.
Say again?
Say, sa Pilipinas ka ba?
Sa Pilipinas? Ba?
Ipinanganak. Ipinanganak.
Ipinanganak.
Oh, repeat it. Ipinanganak.
Ipinanganak.
Say it again.
Ipinanganak.
Ipinanganak. Okay, are you comfortable now? Ipinanganak.
Yes.
Yeah, it means born. It past tense, born. Right?
Okay.
Now, you are asking question. You will ask me, sa Pilipinas ka ba ipinanganak? Say it.
Sa Pilipinas ka
ipinanganak.
Ipinanganak.
Okay. Repeat. Ipinanganak.
Ipinanganak.
Repeat after me while you are reading that. Read what is written on your page, then listen to me. While you read that, okay? Okay, listen. Sa Pilipinas ka ba ipinanganak? Do you follow?
Yes, I follow. Sa Pilipinas ka ba ipinanganak? No.
Okay, that
is right.
Is it? What is your question?
No, I was saying, was I saying it right?
Yeah.
Filipinas, taba, ipinanganak.
You say it slowly, and then as you get comfortable, say it again so that you get to say it faster, okay. That you sound like natural.
Okay. Sa Pilipinas, taba, ipinanganak.
Okay, say it again.
Sa Pilipinas, taba, ipinanganak.
Faster.
Sa Pilipinas, taba, ipinanganak.
Faster.
Sa Pilipinas, taba, ipinanganak.
Yeah, you're doing good. Yeah. Are you comfortable?
I am, but I don't think I'm saying no fast. The last part of it.
Yeah.
Ipinanganak.
It means, are you born in the Philippines, right? Yeah, you are asking questions.
Sa Pilipinas ka ba ipinanganak?
Sa Pilipinas ako ipinanganak.
Hindi. You born here in America.
Hindi. Sa Pilipinas. Sa Pilipinas. Okay. Hindi sa America. If only I was born in America, then I can take... I would not be teaching you Tagalog. Of course.
You're a doctor,
yeah.
I could see you as a psychiatrist, honestly.
What? What?
Psychiatrist? You have no interest in that? There. No, I could see you being one. You sitting in your little gray chair. He's like, tell me about yourself.
Me?
Helping people with their personal issues and getting over problems.
You think so? You think so?
Yes, I do.
That's tough. That is a very hard. Okay, I think that's a very difficult profession. I should get crazy first before I help them.
Hey, all Americans crazy in some extent. I'm gonna stop. You got me all live. Okay, all right, I'm ready.
Unfortunately. Next statement. Read. Okay, repeat after me. Sa Walmart ka nagtatrabaho.
All right. Sa Walmart ka Nagtatrabaho.
Okay, you remember trabaho, right? Nagtatrabaho,
Yes.
working.
Yes, trabaho.
At Walmart, you working. You see the structure. At Walmart, you working.
Okay.
Yeah, so I tell you, sa Walmart ka nagtatrabaho. It's a fact. Now, you want to convert that into a question. Sa Walmart ka ba nagtatrabaho?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sa Walmart ka ba nagtatrabaho?
Hindi. Ay, hindi ako. Hindi is the answer, no? Hindi is the answer. Okay. Next example. Nasa Main Street ang opisina mo.
What does that mean?
Office. Mo, you.
Hey, how do you say it one more time?
Opisina.
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 Okay.
Office.
Nasa Main Street ang opisina mo. Okay.
Nasa Main Street ang opisina mo. Okay, it's a declarative. I'm telling you the fact. Now, convert that into a question. Not in a question form. Nasa Main Street ba ang opisina mo?
Okay.
Say it.
Nasa Main Street ba ang opisina mo?
Okay. That's good.
It's opisina mo. So, nasa Main Street ba ang opisina mo?
Yes. So, there's ba. There is a ba in the sentence, right? You are asking question.
Understood.
Yeah, good. Appreciate that. And ba, right? Okay. Si Brandon ka ba? Answer. I'm asking you, si Brandon ka ba?
Brandon, I'm not sure. What does C mean?
C, it is a marker. It's like ang, but this time it's a name of the person. Yeah, it's we will have another session for C later. So,
because okay, I'm saying it. I see C. I understand though. Okay.
C is followed by name of a person. Si Albin ako. Si Brandon ako. Si Brandon. Si Brandon ka. You.
Okay.
Si
Brandon. Basically, that's what you're saying? Are you saying that I am Brandon when you say
I'm,
Brandon?
Si Brandon ka ba? There's a question. Si Brandon ka ba? Are you Brandon? Si Brandon
okay,
ka
that's what I
ba?
Okay.
What is the answer?
Opo.
Si Brandon. Okay. Si Justin ka ba?
Hindi.
Okay. Another question. Before we go, another practice. Wednesday. Wednesday ba ngayon? I'm asking, right? There's a question. Wednesday ba ngayon? What is the answer? Ngayon means now, today, now, ngayon. Wednesday ba ngayon? Do you want me to answer it? Hindi.
Hindi.
Oh, Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday. Is it not Wednesday today?
Oh, it is. So, Opo.
Wednesday, right?
Day. I understand.
What day is today, Brandon?
Wednesday. It's
well,
Wednesday.
Wednesday ba ngayon?
It is Wednesday day, and I say Hindi. The answer
for
it is Wednesday day.
Oh. Today is Wednesday. Wednesday ba ngayon? Ask me.
Wednesday ba ngayon?
Wednesday ngayon. In Tagalog, what is Wednesday in Tagalog? Miyerkules. Miyerkules ba ngayon?
Miyerkules ba ngayon?
Uh-uh. Miyerkules ba ngayon? Is it Wednesday today? Miyerkules ba ngayon? Oo, Miyerkules ngayon. Oo. Agree?
Oo.
Astig! That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's aralinworld.com. AralinWorld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!